Says like the straight cut him off a lot.
I'm flying at everybody. Helicopter the middle of the hood, I'm flying at everybody. All these fainty niggas be chasing, I swear I don't care about it. Boy, you play, you gon' die front of everybody. Leave some blood on the street by some red bottoms. Hard to hell, but I wish that they head shot. And feed my nigga alone where the fans got. I used to pray for a plug and go out the way and come back with a lot of them bitches. I used to dream about Connors when we live in Linus. Now I stay on top of them bitches. I wouldn't give a damn if he ran them up a whole billion. I still wouldn't acknowledge the nigga. He put my name in the song, where the fuck is he on? I don't care, but we gotta go get him. House big as fuck in the middle of nowhere. I dig it down, I don't care where my hoe well. I made Lil Kel spin the block on the four wheel. Not for real, spin the block on the four wheel. $5 million for me, that ain't no deal. Hadn't made that time six in like 3 years. All this rap shit, I can't even talk about this trap shit. I just hope they can take it. I keep me a sight and like making a risk.
Thank you. Start back over, dummy. I'm in cue, nobody in. He just
live.
We are. Start back over, dummy.
Out of pocket. So it's Unprivileged Drinkers, man. So we back with another one. Taste Testers for the Hood. Had a little bit of technical difficulties there. My mic was unplugged.
I don't know what this sound.
What happened?
I would appreciate
like an MTV episode.
What'd you say? It's a what?
It sounds like an MTV episode.
Well, you probably hear the echoing.
No, unplugged.
Oh, unplugged. Okay. See, I didn't catch that one at first. That was clever.
That did.
That went over my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, we back with another one, man. The gang is all back. You know, we got the usual suspects. We actually got a little audience too. Bart is in the building. Y'all haven't heard. Y'all haven't heard
can
from
get
Bart.
Claps, God.
Well, we don't fuck with Bart now.
Yeah, we got Bart in the building. Y'all ain't heard from him probably since like the New Year's episode, I think, if I'm not mistaken. We also got CP and them. And hey, they about to get they're gameaholics too, so they waiting for Tim to get off the mic. But yeah, we got everybody here. So you got, like I said, you got the usual suspects. We got no Grand Reese here. You know what I mean? I call myself the regular guy. You do? All right, well, I've already introduced myself.
Yo, you are the worst.
Right, you're so delayed.
Guy. You know, the normal guys are here. You know, I introduce myself as, I got something for you.
we can go around, I can bring it back to him. Wait, what? So you can go around, I can bring it back to him.
Say it again.
We can go around, bring it back to him.
That's right, everybody in the back, and in the back.
I hate those DJs. Right.
But oh, yeah, got a mic this week?
He had a mic last week.
No, he was just, come on, don't hide the mic. Mm. It was just, pause. Keep turning my
shot or something.
Any doodle how. So let's,
what?
Because I can't do that.
That's almost as bad as Absent Toodaloo.
No. It's not as bad as that. We got to just move on. But to the left, we got the bull. I mean, he back. I don't know who he is today.
Look at me, sure.
All right.
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Got him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're reaching a cruising altitude of 20,000 feet tonight. Sit back, today? Relax, and enjoy the show.
We just chilling today? No.
Until my left, we got.
No 30? No 40?
Low down and dirty, boy, you know what I'm about. Stay out my way and keep my name out your mouth. Because
I'm not down. I'm Kevin Jenkins, baby.
It's your boy Dirty. I'm back for another episode. That's it. To my left.
I'm going to sign your pity on the Remy cat.
I'm Privileged Drinkers, baby.
What's up, folks? It's Dank, a.k.a. Pootie, and Sada Ate. And to my left, we got...
Your boy Tim _ Slow.
Say it right and don't say it at all.
Yes, sir.
I get a gunshot at that. Thank you. That's not a gunshot.
It's not. That's
it's locked and loaded.
Fucking Ed. Yes, thank Ed Bart. Hey, back. Hey, Reese, we got to introduce you again.
Okay, man. So, you know what I mean?
And to the beginning.
to reintroduce him. Bald guy.
The bald
I'm
guy?
I'm a bald guy.
Ooh. That shit was trash. That shit was trash. Yeah, don't use that for me no more.
That shit was trash.
He thought he had one.
That was trash.
See what happens when you tell him we do shit alone.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like,
yo, but he finds this shit fucking hilarious. Like, no one helped.
He was probably knee slapping the shit out of someone. I'm gonna get him with this one.
When
you don't communicate, shit like this happens.
Oh, that was funny.
But yeah,
no, it wasn't.
That wasn't funny. But that was funny that he thought that was gonna be funny.
Dumbass jokes.
But yeah, so like I said, we got the gang back. Everybody's here. So we actually had a conversation last week. Well, I guess that was last week, yeah. We're no longer calling 233 Steve. He's retired that name officially. He's no longer that. We've also retired Ed. Ed wants to be called Champagne Ave. So we have...
What?
Huh?
Huh?
That's what
we do. Well, I knew nothing about this.
No, yeah. Wait. He's not in the group. Well, you are in the group message, but it's on his iPad.
I knew nothing about this. It wasn't confirmed with the captain. So,
It can't. Fuck both of these thoughts.
So, yeah. So, 2-3 Drees, Champagne Ave. That's what they call themselves.
Like so, we can't acknowledge TikTok Drees or the
other
guy?
Oh, yeah,
we
can't do that. It's just not Steve. Yeah, yeah. He just don't want to be called Steve. So, we retiring that.
What's up, Bart?
Lawn Bull.
Yeah, Lawn Bull.
We might have to retire that too.
Hey, Thomas!
Stop calling me Lawn Bull.
Right, right.
And Artie.
Right. So we got, and we also got, y'all call him what? The Beer Guy.
Beer Guy. Guy.
Rel is here. Beer guy. He's here as well.
Ultimate Beer Guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And we live on Podbean, so tune in. We got a real special one for you. It's another, like, kind of freelance episode, but we want to drink some Grand Leander. I mean, first off, we want the folks to kind of get a feel for what we got going on here. So we want y'all to go ahead and go to CW Spirits. They got all of Grand Leander on there now. So they got the Añejo now. They got the Reposado. And they also have the Silver, which was on there first. But now all three are on there. They're all official. We placed orders. We just kind of want everybody to kind of drink what we're drinking. So that's one of the things we're going to start off with. Throughout the episode, and we got some other shit that we're going to try too, but we want to start with that. Anybody who makes a purchase using our code UMP5, we're giving away free merchandise, some shirts,
a discount.
I'm buying a bottle. I'll buy them a bottle too.
Buy a bottle of what?
Grand Leander.
So if they buy a bottle, you'll give them another bottle?
Yep.
Oh shit.
Where the fuck do y'all get this money from? Like
Big Stem.
Big Stem.
Big Stem, boy. Big Stem on the
Big
way.
Stem. I'll tell you one thing. They spending them stimulus checks at the fucking drive thru's today, man. Anybody ride past any drive thru's today?
No.
Like fast food spots, man?
No. I was in the fucking
like seriously.
I was in the fucking market and you know the ATM is right in front of the door. The shit was outside the market. The line. The line was outside the fucking
that
market.
That stimmy hit.
Motherfuckers never had
stimulus
money.
Stimulus checks.
Yo.
Tax returns.
Hide the money,
yo.
Hide the money, yo.
Broke people.
With your broke ass. Stimulus shit. Checks and tax returns,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that shit was retarded. It was different.
Motherfuckers is up right now.
Yeah, for sure they are. That's funny, though. We was just talking about that on the way down. We got to file our taxes. But I think they extended it. I think they said it's May.
You better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew it was something like
you
that.
You better.
So they extended tax day?
Yeah, yep. Yep
they
yep.
said, I read they delayed the shit. I mean, it's going, you know, they ain't going to permanently. They going to delay it. They ain't say a date. They just said delayed. I read it like a week ago. It's going to be delayed. They gave an, so. You getting one? You legal?
That's funny. Man.
He did get one. They put it in a different account.
Oh, yeah, they did. He did tell me that.
They put it in.
They gave it to Robert.
No, they gave it to the right Avery.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh. Your Bowsers.
Well.
Anywho.
I got my.
So, yeah. So, the gang, like I said, we all here. I want to know, basically, how was everybody's week, man? If y'all want, I don't know who wants to go first. Oh, look. He wanted
he
to make sure.
Go.
He wanted to make sure he got something in his mouth.
Oh.
Hey, want to go first?
Gotta make sure you wet your whistle.
All right. Okay. So I'll go first. It doesn't matter. I had a pretty basic week, like I said, because we're still doing the no drinking stuff. I did have a few here and there, but throughout the week, what did I have? So I actually went to
the outlets by Rehoboth Beach, and we stopped at a liquor store on the way back, and we saw they have this. It's called Plush. It's a Plush Vodka is what it's called, and they kind of a plum version. They doing tastings or whatever. It's only like $20, so I picked that up, and I'm gonna wait to talk about the other thing that we got. So we'll leave that to the stash. But it was actually pretty good. He put like a little bit of cranberry juice in it. It was on ice. It was good. I think that was pretty much it as far as what I had to drink. Yeah, that's it. It was a pretty basic week. You know what I mean? I ain't want nothing special. I did finally pick up my ring, though. They finally gave my shit back.
Who the fuck was that?
Right. Had to get resized.
All right.
So I got
like, wait, what?
The day question,
like, I was lost.
Did,
like,
did,
huh?
Did he say this to us previously?
I did.
I don't recall.
I remember him losing the, or resizing
I did.
The ring.
Nope. Didn't happen.
It did. Because I told y'all, like, I got it done. Like, I was wearing the other one. So I told y'all.
You had more than one.
I have the Amazon one that's like $20 that I had to have just to walk around with. But I got this one resized the day after I got married.
Now,
and it just came back.
Was that when your choice to go get the Amazon?
Of course not. Of course not.
All right. I didn't think it was. Amazon, I was just, wait a minute. Hold on. Who's
so how much was the Amazon ring?
$20.
So you just said 20. Yeah, you can
get them joints for
it was rubber?
No, it was
it's like
tungsten.
Now, was that prime delivered to you?
It was. I think we ordered one day. Got
you could have just
brought
mine on me.
You got the same finger size?
Yeah, you got them little ass hands.
Right.
Oh. What size? I think it's a 7, 8.
Yeah,
I think mine's like 8. You got,
I think, I don't know.
Female hands.
But whatever.
So?
Bitch.
anybody else?
You.
Why you? Do you have to go last?
All right. My week was cool. I ain't do much. I'm not really drinking either, but.
I drank this week.
I know last week I forgot to say I had an extra Añejo Avión for the first time.
I thought.
I didn't speak on it, I don't think.
I thought I did because you said you had it on live, right?
Yeah.
On Thursday. I may be mistaken, but
I don't think.
I could be mistaken. I listened to the episode, but I didn't listen to that part.
I spoke on it last week, and that was pretty enjoyable. That's it, though. Right. But I had some new shit tonight, though.
Indeed.
For sure. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Fuck it.
I had a regular week. Went to, We went to Miller's on Monday. Me, Champagne Eve, and Dirt.
Oh, yeah, we went to Miller's.
Miller's, and I know Champagne Eve had a picture.
Champagne Eve.
Oh, now you don't want to be called it. Perfect.
That make him sound fancy. I don't like that.
We
corny.
I know he can't be
Champagne Eve.
I mean, that's
the shit he talked to you. You don't say nothing back to him ever.
Can't be me.
Oh damn! Wow. I mean, that's Philly for you.
We'll add something else. Dang,
always resort to the
your criminal record.
Burn, don't they?
We did that, and I know I came home and I took a shot for JR because he passed away on the 15th.
Oh yeah,
I did that, and I mean that was about it.
I ain't do shit but work. I ain't had no drinks. I ain't do shit but work. That's it. Not really.
Boring.
Yeah. I had a boring ass week. Work was sweet.
Work was definitely sweet.
They had a good week this week. Hey, I'm fine. I had a good week.
Wow. Gotta love work.
Back to your stupid ass.
Back to the captain.
Captain's week was basic. Pretty basic. You forgot to mention the drink that you made, that you created on Sunday, Pootie. You created a drink, man. I don't know what the hell was in it. It was sweet, though.
Oh, shit. No, he actually did it.
Oh,
it
was you.
Yeah, Abe actually did it.
And a champagne Abe. Who are you?
What was it? Crown Peach and White Cran.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Tim Slime for that.
So...
I'll put him on that.
I'll
put him on that.
Yeah, that was good.
I forgot my fault, Dre. Yeah, I did forget about that.
As far as the drinks, I had that on Sunday, and then I had some Jornitos last night. Lime shot, yeah. But
a good drink.
So I only had something to drink Thursday and Sunday. I didn't really drink that much either this week. It's like after the first 2 days, it's like, all right, damn, I don't really...
The first two days.
Like, as far as like, if you don't drink, like, the first couple days of the week, like, just like, I mean, I don't have no, like, I wasn't, like, sitting up there purposely, like, not drinking, just like, fuck, I just.
You wasn't yearning in the mood for it?
Yeah, I wasn't in the mood for it. That's I didn't cool. yearn to have a drink.
Yeah.
Cool. As far as, like, shit, what I do? Yeah. Work. Nothing exciting about my week really happened this past week. Yeah, so that was it. Nothing exciting.
Everybody had basic weeks.
Oh, these people are still out here on the streets of Philadelphia drinking the bullshit. I seen the gentleman earlier walking up the block with a half full bottle of Wild Irish Rose.
Damn.
My man's face was like your complexion. He was so fucking red, man. Like, we speak to each other. I was, yo, what's up, man? He was just like on some motherfucking a zombie shit, just walking straight with the bottle of Wild Irish Rose in his fucking hand.
He was in the zone.
He was definitely in the zone, man. Still continuously seeing cans of tangerine 211.
I'm convinced.
One of these episodes, I'm going to sit up here and bring us all.
No, you're not. So that was the question I was going to ask. The question I was going to ask is,
I do want to try it.
Okay, all right.
Yes, I'm going to try it.
Okay, that was the question I was going to ask.
No, Graham. Mo, Curly, Dank.
Who the fuck is Mo and Curly? Who the fuck is Mo and Curly?
Little Bob.
Oh, hey, my God.
I really am going to do that, though. I'm curious to see what it tastes like.
Can you do it by yourself?
Like, no.
Tangerine. Why? Like, why do you have to drink that with us?
I didn't say we had to, like, had a whole can. I just want us to sip it just to, like, give us our opinion.
All right,
we're unprivileged drinkers. Just give an opinion on what you taste.
Again,
like, just like, if it tastes good, can we honestly agree to taste good?
You use unprivileged loosely. Like, yo, we're not necessarily unprivileged anymore.
But
like,
aren't we supposed to be trying different alcohols and beers and wines
do.
And pre-mixed cocktails? It's a pre-mixed cocktail.
Have you ever tried 211?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
But
you did.
They are coming out with different flavors, and I'm pretty sure the tangerine one is probably geared towards the spring and summertime. So I think we should try it, you guys.
All right. I'm going to let you know now. You're outvoted.
So...
Tim,
so
I'm sorry, I'm definitely agreeing with Dirty.
Champagne.
Oh shit,
you can't call him champagne.
He
said, "Don't call him champagne on air."
Ed, what about you, Ed? I fuck with it.
Of course he does.
Bart down.
That's two. Bart is here. Bart, you going to try 211?
If Bart says yes, I say yes.
Despite saying tangerine 211.
I mean, if he's doing four locals, if he's doing four locals, he definitely
see. That's Bart.
I'll try it.
He ain't Bart when he's doing that shit. He lying. I don't give a fuck nobody. He lying bull when he's doing that shit. You can't be so, Bart with that shit.
Baby shower though.
No, I didn't do shit. I didn't do nothing about that.
Hey, Lon, yes, they did.
I did not know that.
You didn't know.
No, I didn't. Wait, which one? You talking about Dink's?
My joint, yeah.
I didn't know until after the fact. I didn't know right then and there. Somebody told me as
no,
it was
fuck
happening.
You. You did.
You said, I know what's in it.
That was after the fact.
No, it wasn't, dog.
I swear to God.
I'm glad the shit spilled on my shirt and I couldn't drink the shit.
I swear to God, I didn't know. Renee told me, she was like, oh, as y'all was drinking, she's like,
2-3.
211.
2-3. Drees.
He bougie.
You're deciding. Yo.
That's enough
for
y'all.
He broke the tie. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yo, he said, yeah,
wait, what? You should to certain things.
Well,
especially when it comes to him. If he's asking you, you better say no.
He said, boom.
Fuck all that. Yo, don't worry.
Damn button.
His job going to get tooken. Watch.
All right, so we're all in agreement of.
We literally did not agree. All right,
well, we're
bystanders.
We put it to a vote, and you don't have to drink much of it. Just like sip it and just see what, like, give your opinion on the matter. That's all I want to do. Won't have to
wait,
like,
but wait.
Okay?
So wait, who all said they would?
Tim said 2-3.
Tim said he would if Lonnie did,
but he's not. He's
Mark,
not on the podcast. Right, he's
Dre,
just
Dre, Drees, Ave, and Kat.
That's four.
That's four. Four out of seven.
It's more than three. So I think that's
we got Jesus on our side.
We're gonna go with the normal routine of whatever we're drinking next week. It's just that let's just
so you want
one week. Can to sit.
Well, I mean, whatever week.
So can I preface this by saying?
Shot of it.
Let me preface this by saying that you literally said last week, Philadelphia, we have to do better, and yet you come this week to say we all need to try it.
I just want
contradiction.
I'm just curious. I'm so curious.
You really?
That's what it tastes
but
like.
We
gotta do better.
You're saying I am curious. Be curious and go ahead and do that.
All right, well, we're going to... Listen, just sip it. Just you don't have to, like, gulp it. Just sip it. Just sip it. That's all you got
to
do.
What is wrong with you? Like, just why do you
it.
Want to drink that?
Yo,
like,
just let you know now.
What's wrong with a sip?
You pass that shit to me, I'm passing it on.
Shot.
Yo, I think Captain got in his fridge. He was just waiting for somebody to say, try it with me.
You know what?
He got it with him first.
I was honestly meant to bring it to another one of our freelance episodes today, but I forgot.
I swear, I was honestly thinking the same thing. Like, you,
it's right
you,
next to the
like,
Wii.
Like reset.
You, I want
to
try
you said we need to do better, and, you know, we need to
we
stop
do need to do better.
Shit. But
I'm just curious.
You came back the very next week.
But my thing is.
And you want to try
this
shit.
What like, the fuck? That's ass backwards. If anything, we got the stimmy checks. Let's go buy some expensive shit.
Word.
And up
I guess
the
tangerine to 11 is the expensive shit.
Listen, I'm broke from buying expensive shit, so let's go down back down to cheap shit.
But that's bottom of the bottom of the show.
Touche.
So y'all don't think there's nothing else worse than 211?
It's not about it being worse. We don't care.
Crack.
Well, I'm talking about as far as like drinking. Like, is it anything? Cool. Or
Red
Bull?
Cocaine.
That would he wouldn't get that. God,
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, see?
He really is cruising 20,000 feet.
But seriously, it's 211 blast baller. Like they all on the same level, pretty much. But like,
but why
is
you
211
to...
like a downgrade from the blast, or is it an upgrade from the?
My thing is that you want to do it though.
I just
want to
sip it.
But why?
But why you want to though? Why?
Right, you're together. A wild man,
yo.
We ride
together. We drink together. We may die together.
Drinking that bullshit is very likely.
It's close.
I'm privileged drinkers. Hey,
are you Googling it?
No, I'm looking something else.
Oh.
Tell me on Instagram. Yeah, you do.
Well, like, we got a Google.
Well, speakers, but you use, like, last week, I don't know. I think it might have been fine. I was taking pictures and videos of this nigga.
That was for Dree's birthday. I wasn't here.
So I got a question.
Him and Dirt was on the phone.
Mm-hmm. I was doing research, though.
Oh.
I was on Instagram? So,
I don't know if you.
I probably was on Reddit.
Relax. Shit.
I was on Reddit.
I got a question. So 211 in Philadelphia probably is the worst. I guess beer, it is technically a beer that you can drink.
Just a beer?
In Philadelphia?
It's a malt beverage.
But is that a, do we have a common ground with the West Coast as far as 211 being the worst thing you can drink? Because in the West Coast, they drink a lot of Ing Bangs, I mean, malt liquors.
But because they have
something that they can afford.
I'm saying just because they have a lot of Ing Bangs doesn't mean that they don't serve 211 over there.
Right.
They agree with us?
May be more popular, but at the same time, it doesn't change the fact that this is like what it is. Like,
211 might be an upgrade out west. Really? In Compton.
So, okay.
I doubt it.
Hey, Dirty, I don't like the way you see that. It's because they over there, they got a lot of Ing Bang.
We don't know.
I don't care.
Yeah, we should
though.
Post like
thing.
A survey, man.
I don't think we got enough followers
in
college.
Serious.
Yeah,
enough followers in college to get the accurate
we have
information.
One?
I don't know, maybe. I haven't looked at the
Let's all try to recruit one follower out on the West Coast.
How
are we going to do that?
Oh, I can do it. I got a cousin lives in Vegas.
So you
we do got a follower in Cali. He's there sometimes.
Oh, really?
He's there sometimes.
Darryl with the Grand Leander.
Oh, Mr. Darryl. Yeah, Span. Yeah, duh. How the fuck are we feeling about that? What's wrong with you guys?
I mean, I guess we can ask him. I mean, obviously
forgot. The fuck?
I mean, we got WAP.
WAP is out there,
I forgot about that. He's been out there for a minute, too.
He and where? He at? L.A.?
Yeah, he downtown.
San Diego?
Yeah.
Right, wearing flannels and house slippers.
Right.
That nigga came here the last time, man.
Dickies.
What birthday was that? He came here looking like Bobby Brown, man.
Oh, my Candy.
My Candy birthday. Yeah. Oh, that shit was funny.
Will you say? Never mind.
Y'all ready for Shot of Clock?
Oh, well.
Bobby Brown Candy. Let's go.
Shot of
Clock. Gotta be Bobby.
I'm drinkers,
so wait, we're not even poured yet.
Yeah, we got to pour up. So we about to drink some Grand Leander. As we stated before, we're live on Podbean. If you purchase a bottle of Grand Leander, champagne at Ave.
Eve.
That's a nice beat, ain't it?
Right.
Diddy bun bun on.
But it's basically buy one, get one free from what my guy just sold me. So you buy a bottle of Grand Leander, you get a bottle for free.
I hope you didn't sit up here and did some illegal activities, man, because if you didn't.
So hold up.
We'll find you.
I want you to know, though, you are a rat. Like, you are snitching if it was, though.
Oh, no, he's a straightforward man in his life, man. Man of God. Deacon A.
There you go, contradicted again.
Deacon A.
Yo, it's just like, talk out of both sides of his mouth.
Talk to him outside.
Go. Shh. Quiet on set.
Good one.
Good job,
Slime.
Carry on.
Good job,
Yeah,
Slime.
That joint was popping.
So we got that Grand Leander being poured up now. This is the silver.
Straight.
Yeah, I mean.
It hasn't been aged at all. And if your silver's good, yeah, what Mr. Span say?
It's all up from there.
It's all uphill from
yo,
there.
Yo, I swear he's going to rhyme it.
I did too. Then right. He stopped.
Yeah.
If your silver's good.
Yeah, you fucked that up.
That's why I helped
but
you.
No, I wasn't trying to rhyme.
He thought you were. That's what
I'm trying. No, I'm trying to drink.
But that's why I helped you out, though. That's what I said. It's all up from there. Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
I'm telling you, like, hey, shit is going over his head like a motherfucker.
Dirty.
Already, Dries?
That's what I like to see.
You couldn't. Wait, what's that? Oh, yeah, Carson Wentz on his phone with the Indianapolis jersey? Switcheroo. Yeah, I don't know how to get it.
I knew it wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it.
I really don't like the number on him, but
I don't like the number either. I'm
happy he's
me,
in a new
two
team.
To a fire ass number,
not for that blue though. I don't know. It's something about that blue.
Think of Johnny Manziel.
Two is a fire ass number.
That's what you think of.
Two.
He went. He. Hey, you mean?
I think of David.
Am I the only one that like him?
I wasn't. He was.
He was buying this shit. No,
I had a jersey. A jersey.
Jersey.
If you will,
he had one.
All right. No, he's Baker. Yeah. Baker boy.
Teresa's smarter than that.
Dollar bills, yo.
Yo, that nigga Johnny Manziel came and went.
Yeah, what is his life like now? Anybody?
Oh, he's in the fan control football league.
Yeah.
Him and Josh Gordon on the same
Josh
team.
Josh Gordon, yep.
Really? He lost in the first round.
Yep. I just saw
Josh that. Gordon won. He caught the game winning touchdown in the first game.
Yep.
The first game of the playoffs, they lost.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I ain't know that.
That touchdown was crazy, though.
It was a nice
crazy ass touchdown.
On a whole fucking team. You know, yeah. It's indoors, so it's not big, but.
Right.
The whole team.
He definitely did moss the motherfuckers, though. But, yeah, so we got the Grand Leander. We about to, we already poured up. We about to take a shot real quick.
Drinks up.
Shot o'clock. Let's get it, y'all.
Privileged drinkers, baby.
Clink.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
My God.
Tastes like
success.
I've
missed you so much. I haven't had you since we interviewed Mr. Span.
He's talking to the glass.
It's been a long time coming. I love you so much. Okay. Talking about the Grand Leander. I love you guys,
like,
too.
You want some different shit. I feel like that's why you want to like fuck with the 211. Like, you're a different type of drinker at this point. Like, you're having conversations with liquor.
You don't?
I don't talk to my liquor.
No. This is how you get it. Does it talk back?
It does. After a while, you had enough of that shit.
He need the white jacket. We need to get him the white jacket.
Send him to Arkham.
Seriously. Go holler at it.
But, bro, that's the first time I'm having it.
Smooth.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Hey, if you order tonight, you get a free t-shirt.
And a bottle.
This is real. I approve.
Hey, it gets the stamp. Yeah,
for sure.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
And with the other ones, it only gets better.
It only goes up from here.
Oh, man. You ain't lying.
Reposado.
What's crazy is, I think, I never
one
can
of y'all
remember.
Had, this is your favorite.
I think
a few of us did. No, the favorite, though, I thought.
The Añejo was my favorite.
I don't know if it was the Reposado or Añejo that I thought.
Right, but I felt like it was the Reposado that.
I think mine was silver.
We were saying like it was the best. Like, usually, Añejo's obviously.
But it just goes to show you how good this shit is. Like,
yeah. It's such a refined taste and smooth finish.
Some people already ordered.
I'm ordering
order
tonight.
Order to what?
I probably order tonight.
Oh, yeah, man. I put my order last night.
I got two bottles at home of the silver, but they just put the other ones on there now.
Stimulus so. Checks come.
Yeah, I just listen. I ordered an Añejo and the rest of the last night.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I guess I ordered other two.
Big Stem. You ordered some.
At this point,
and since we about to rock this bottle of silver, I'm ordering me some more silver next time I receive some money.
Yeah, that's why I had to order my shit. Because I knew I was going to kill one bottle. Yeah. We did that shit on Instagram. I drank half the bottle.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know it though, because we were just sitting there just drinking out the bottle.
See the fucking
is that smooth?
Yeah, but
is
you look on the smooth? Side, I'm like, oh shit, damn, I was fucking this joint.
You woke up fine the next day, didn't you?
Oh, for sure. But tequila, I'm always good with tequila, but this is just even better. Like, you know
not
what I mean?
Not the Quavo.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, he said he's always good with tequila. Right,
when the last time you had that?
What? I never liked Quavo.
But you like 211.
I didn't say I like 211.
He loves it.
Try 211.
I want to try the tangerine.
But you've had 211 before. Why do you want to?
You definitely had the. Listen, I wasn't making much money. I would bring six packs to beer parties.
He's lying again, man.
The last time I remember vividly bringing a six pack of 211 was when Rom used to still live over there on Tioga.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fight party.
Floyd versus, I think, what was the boy he knocked out?
Victor Ortiz?
No. Wait, before then. What was his name? It was a white boy, wasn't it? Was it Gotti?
Ricky?
Ricky Hatton. That's what it was. It was Ricky Hatton. That's exactly who it was.
Didn't you say that? Somebody just said Hatton.
I said Victor Ortiz. Yeah.
Huh? No, he said Ortiz, and he said Gotti.
Oh, Gotti.
He ain't not Gotti, y'all. He whooped Gotti ass.
But what you call him, Ricky Hatton?
Yeah.
He got him right in the corner.
Yeah, boop.
I'll never forget that. That's the last time I remember buying a six-pack of 211.
I've never seen him get knocked out and fall.
Why was that? Was that the first option?
Huh?
Or that was just what you saw and you picked it up?
That's what I could afford.
Was you working for the post office about it?
What year was that?
You
started in 06, right?
Yeah.
That's when I started working
for the post office since 06.
August 06.
Hatton is after that. Hatton probably like 08.
August.
07, 08.
I thought that was Shane.
Maybe I should be.
I don't remember. I can't remember. Because that's when, like you said, that's when Ron was living around there. These motherfuckers was drinking. Him and Naj drinking him. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all drinking these for?
That was Donnie.
No, that was Naj. Good job, too.
07.
Oh, seven. Yeah. Well,
so you had money.
Yeah, so you lying.
You just chose to be a bum.
Hey, listen.
Facts.
Drink bumps. Same difference.
Bum for bum juice.
I can't explain it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
you can't explain it.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Maybe because I want, you know what it probably was? I wanted a quick fix. And I got it with 211.
You're not making it easier on yourself.
I
wanted something to take me there.
You know what your real bum juice is? Night Train.
Man, listen, let me tell you about Night Train. For all of you that want to know, your pocket's a little low, you can get a case of Night Train for probably right now, probably went about $5, $25. You can get 12 bottles of Night Train. It was roughly about $3 a bottle. I probably went like $3.54. So.
Let me tell you something. We already talked about this.
In Delaware, too. It was over there. Matter of fact, it was at Total One.
Where?
The Night Train.
The
big ass one. The name is Road.
We don't care.
You try.
No, that's where the bull. When we went on that ski trip, that's where he would get all the alcohol from. He, Jamaican brother, he put me on, and I loved it ever since. Man, he was like, listen, he was like, it's only $3 a bottle. I was like, word, I can get everybody at the ski trip fucked up. A man wound up in his drawers in the pool that night. Went to the ski trip, throwing up in the pool.
What you
call
him, right?
That was Rob. Shout out to Robert.
Shout out to Robert.
Mr. Mallory.
Yeah. You trying to get some?
They out this week, ain't they?
Am I trying to get some more Night Train?
You trying to get some Night Train? Right?
I will.
They in right
me
now.
Me and Ed have some Night Train with you.
Sure, I love Night Train.
Right, Ed? You try some Night Train?
Nah. There's certain things that I'm never going back to.
I think it's a breed.
Okay.
Nobody had
this. One bottle.
Those words together was not.
I don't know if you
you fuck with trains or trainees.
Okay.
We're live.
I like that one.
I fucking hate the sound effect.
Right, because he did it after the fact.
Yeah. When y'all go there, grab me a bottle.
Oh, you coming with us?
I might not have time.
You will.
I ain't listening. I'm not fucking with that shit. Because while it may be...
It's good.
Tasty. I just know
it's
that
good.
It ain't
the after effect.
Yo, can you imagine? Put that in a... No. Damn.
A smoothie.
What? One of my favorite, probably my favorite, like little mixed wine, the way each do it, sangria.
That'll really have people fucking throwing
make
up.
Make a sangria
everywhere.
With Night Train.
Game over.
You ever had a problem, and when you're dealing with a chick, and you never gotten her draws before, I guarantee you getting them draws that night.
Are you promoting?
What's wrong with you? Do you not know the difference? There's a thin line between yes and no.
She might like one.
No, but
drop a Molly on her champagne.
The second drink.
Again,
Grand Leander, if you buy a bottle tonight, you get a free T-shirt and
Bottle of champagne.
Ed will buy you a bottle.
And
also,
this is why we can't go live.
Yeah, but the second drink we're having tonight is what, Dink?
Ciroc. Limited edition summer citrus.
Yeah, we got that new shit.
Yo, this shit smell amazing.
It do?
It really does.
What?
It hasn't made its way.
You know fruitcake would like it.
And this is why we can't go
live.
Stop.
The fuck, yo.
Yeah, this is like a Starburst.
shit smell amazing, yo.
Hold on, strawberries.
I don't have it. It's down your way. I just said it hasn't made its way down this way yet.
Hold on, y'all drunk that. You can't rush the Grand Lee.
I'm buying this. I'm buying that.
No, we're not rushing it.
This shit tastes amazing. I'm buying it.
You know.
Yeah, this I was already adding this to my collection.
This shit smell amazing.
Is this on CW?
Yeah,
it is now.
It reads quick.
Let me see. All right, so I gotta get some. I gotta get
this will be a fire ass candle
for sure. Oh, yo, listen,
you got what?
Yo, you better go sell that idea to them. That's you ain't lying about that.
What?
You know, it's funny. I want a gift card at work this week.
Summer Citrus.
And you had an option of Bath and Body Works. I didn't even pick that shit. I should have get a free candle.
Shit. We went in there.
Picked a Target.
Me, the kids, all of us. Everybody just picked up shit. It was just like, they was $10 off of this. All that shit.
That's still a $500 bill.
How much did you spend?
Like $160?
On candles?
It's candles. It was the hand soap.
The hand soap always on sale, man. I love that hand soap.
You get like three for 10. It's like three for $20 or something.
Yeah, they stay emailing for me.
Yeah.
I got hand soap.
Or five for 20. It's something.
I haven't bought a candle in a while. I need to take that trip.
Need some spring scents.
Exactly. So we was in there, and I'm like, yo, we still got like the Christmas smells in the crib, like the sweater weather. Obviously, that's classic shit.
Go.
You know what I mean? But I'm like, damn, we need some like spring joints. And we got the little plug-ins too for the kids.
They called
Wallflowers.
No, but they don't call them wallflowers.
Are they really called wallflowers?
No, they don't call them wallflowers. That's decent. Because I brought a couple of them. I forgot the name. It's not.
What is this? What is it called? It says no. It's called wallflower.
No,
I don't believe what you're talking about.
They call it. Do they have, I know what they are, literally, but they don't call it. Bath and Body Works don't call it wallflowers.
What they call it now?
That's what it says on the receipt. That's what it says on the package. It says wallflower. You saying that's what Bath and Body Works don't call it?
Call it something else.
The plugins.
Wallflowers.
That's what they call them.
Hey. You don't know nothing, Nick.
But yeah, I mean, that's what it says on the thing. I was like, they tell you. Like,
I have three of them in the
house. Take this shot.
Why don't y'all bet on the shot?
It's called Bath and Body Works.
What? That's what the Play Store is called, right? Bath and, well, yeah, I guess what? Well, yeah, make
peer one.
make the bet, Dre. If
you're right, you take a shot.
No. Fuck that. If he's right, you know we'll do the 211.
But
if
he's
wrong.
I'm not bet. I'm still not betting.
I'm confident that he's wrong.
It looks like they changed the name.
See, to what? To what? Like to what?
We should have did it.
It would have just been him drinking the 211.
It wasn't cold.
Yeah, from Walmart.
You gotta be with me, man.
My apologies. My apologies.
Damn.
My apologies to you.
That's what I'm saying. I just bought him last Saturday. It was just Saturday.
They changed the name last year.
There's the dumbass.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, we had one already, but I made the kids get them one, and we bought an additional one. But, yo, I put the Island Margarita in my Reese room. Oh, my God.
That's my favorite one.
That's my favorite one.
Island Margarita's the best one.
We ain't even used that one yet.
Michaela got the champagne toast one. You don't even smell like that. That Island Margarita blew. Like,
that shit lights up a room. You know what I heard about Bath and Body Works?
What you hear?
You usually don't expect to hear that, right?
You just let the nigga talk. Yeah. But once a smell goes out of rotation, they sit it to the side for some time, bring it back months or maybe a year later with a different name and sell it all over again.
Yeah.
The fuckers are vandals. Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn. I get emails all the time. You just drop
some shit to some shit. Yeah.
Motherfucker, it's all a ploy.
Yeah. They did have like four new like flavors, but it was like
allegedly.
Well, yeah, I didn't smell them, but we was walking by in the mall and they had them, but it was like, it was like islands though. I forget the name of them. One of them was like Maui, and
they may have changed the name since then.
Yeah, I don't know.
They probably mixed some shit together. They probably mixed a couple of them together and called it.
Let's call it something. Let's drink this up.
Wait,
Ciroc.
No, you salty as shit. They must have changed the name of it. No,
well, it wasn't called Wallflower. I'm trying to tell you. I'm sticking to it.
That's fucking hilarious.
Shot a glass.
Drinks up.
When niggas don't want to admit they're wrong.
That's hilarious.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
smell better than what it tastes like.
That's true. It's not nasty. It does smell better than it tastes. I do agree with that 100%.
I still like it, though.
How many times did you press that button?
Like 3 times.
I still like it.
Like 3 times. Shit,
like, but,
bro, man,
I don't know why I like it.
I'm trying to give an accurate. Let me sip again.
Yeah, I feel like this is
Oh, you know what? That'll probably be good to do with the Skittle shit that you was doing or the whatever. Candy the candy shit. Like, let it.
He might got one right here, though.
Some Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, give it. Pass it down this way.
I was about to say that actually tastes good. That tastes good.
It's really good. So, burning my fucking nose. my nostril. Pass me that.
Fuck-ass nose here.
Left a little pot of sugar up there.
Oh, man.
That's the cocaine.
This boy,
there's the dumbass.
This boy, Captain, is different, man.
Oh, shit. I told you, we only going to 20,000 a night, man.
You sure?
You passed 20,000 a couple times already.
No, we're descending now. We're going to hell. Because of you.
That's funny.
God,
that's a bad jump.
This motherfucker might crash tonight.
I never got on.
How about that? Good thing he's always on the flight by himself.
We did not board this.
I never got on.
I'm not that.
Final destination ass nigga.
I'm scared to shit out the rest of the passengers, man. How they scared to shit out us when we went to Miami.
He below Spirit.
Motherfucking fake landed the plane.
Soul plane?
Yo, I was about to say, he works in Soul plane.
He works in Soul
fucking
plane.
The back wheels went down.
Hey, look at my watch.
And the nose never came down. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Nigga flew back up into the dark. I said, yo, what the fuck is happening here? The lady next to rail thought we was underneath some type of terroristic attack. She was pissing rail the fuck off, bro. He told the lady he was going to beat his fuck up.
Meanwhile,
we just like, I'm looking around. We study flying away from the light, man. Like, you know what I mean? The downtown scenery and all that.
I mean, flying away from the light is a good thing.
Listen, we ain't know where the fuck we flying. It was only like 10 people on probably like a 150 passenger flight, man. Like, this was some.
What airline was this?
It was American.
That's why.
It was Spirit. It was American, right? It was American.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Spirit.
You fuck with Spirit, become a Spirit.
Southwest? Yeah, bro, I don't fuck
with Spirit. It was Spirit? Oh, well, it was Spirit. Man, listen.
I just don't like them for all the fees they got.
Seats don't recline or nothing either?
Yeah,
like,
they're only good for short flights, man.
No, they're
like,
not.
I mean, shit.
I seen a good ass joke.
When you've been forced legally to go get your kid, you're going to find any means possible to get to him, you know, like.
Yeah, fuck that. That shit is bullshit.
I hate that shit. Was Frontier
for a cheap rate.
So, what I'll say is the Ciroc by itself, I'm not a fan 100% of it. I wouldn't give it a bad rating as far as like maybe like a 6, I would say. But with this, what is this, Arizona Mango?
Yeah.
Every bit of like an 8.5.
That shit good with that. Popping good with it. Yeah, it's good with it.
And I ain't even got ice. You know what I'm saying?
Can I have a little bit of mango?
I would say 8.
I don't think there's any more.
It is.
Yeah, listen, we smutting this stuff.
I'll the captain will give it
the Arizona. This shit 7 by itself. All
right, well, I guess I'll.
I'm about to mix the Arizona mango with it. Just a little splash.
You got no choice. It's a dollar.
Which way y'all want me to toss it? Which way y'all want me pass it?
No, but you know, I tasted the summer citrus before with the making a TikTok, and I was like, it smells so good. Just how y'all said, I was like, it smells so good, but I feel like it needs something to mix with it. And I was looking for pineapple juice to mix with it, but I couldn't find pineapple juice to mix it.
Right.
So I got to grab the mango.
See what happens when you're in desperation.
But then, listen, that's cool though, because this, I would like literally, it jumps 2.5 for me just by adding the mango.
Hey, Dries, I got one for you.
Oh
you
yeah,
find,
he's right. Mixing it with the Arizona mango, not to cut you off. Yeah, definitely.
Not levels, to cut you off, but you level, did it.
Yeah. Levels up. Sorry.
It's like saying no offense, but then be offensive as shit.
Well, go ahead.
That's typical.
Nantucket. Is it Nantucket? The orange pineapple, guave, something like that?
I know exactly
that?
What you're talking
about. That would go perfect with that.
Imagine putting a Simply Mango.
Oh, yeah. I like that, too.
Ooh.
That's not bad. I like that, too.
That's why I talked about the sugar balance last. I said, listen, you get something more naturally flavored, like without all the extra chemicals and bull crap in it, like more something that's like.
With them, that processed sugar. Weird. I mean, all that high fructose corn syrup and all that bullshit that we be drinking and consuming.
But like 20% juice.
Right.
At least. Damn. What's Simply? What's Simply? What's Simply percentage?
It's usually not a lot of like natural juice in it, but it's still more natural than the other stuff.
Not a lot of flavor though.
Yeah,
shit is all that.
Yeah,
might be ten to twenty. I think I've seen. You know what? Anyway,
you know what's funny about that? I think it's Coca-Cola that makes that or something like that. I read on the back of it. It was like Coca-Cola.
Didn't know that, but yeah, simply mango would go great with this. Yeah. What about y'all? How y'all think about putting like a freshly squeezed mango? Well, mixed eight. I gave it a 7 by itself.
It go up a the point summer, for you with the mango.
Summer citrus with the mango, I'll give it an 8. Yeah, definitely. Ooh. I would love to have it on ice. Shit, I would like to make a fucking water ice or a slushy out of it. Man. I think somebody probably said that.
It's like a it gives you that summertime vibe, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's perfect. They're definitely gearing up for it. I guarantee we'll probably see more like advertisements and shit like that going forward.
Is the summer citrus in Philly?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Not yet. I just don't CW Spirits right now.
Right.
Everything always takes forever to get to Philly.
Right.
UMP5.
We're a Commonwealth state, so they... Everything has to be regulated and shit like that, so they have a different standard.
What do you mean we?
I was born and raised here.
Oh,
okay.
so like, all right. That's the Rock Brandy was like in Atlanta. What was it, August?
And then 18.
What month did it get to Philly? Like November, December?
It's still not. No.
It's not in Philly now.
The
Pikes. Oh, we went to Roger.
I don't think I've ever seen it here.
It's in Jersey. Yeah.
When we went to Roger, they told us. I think they had like one bottle or something like that, and it was like, oh yeah, we won't have any more until like springtime. I think it was.
Damn.
Because we went in like November, so like we won't have any more until like springtime.
Did we bring any of that shit back when we went to Atlanta that time? No,
we gave the bottles to the people that worked at the car rental service.
Yeah, we left it all in the bag.
Y'all had Ciroc.
No, that was left over.
I'm talking about that.
So what was left was
Fireball,
El Jimador.
Because remember, we left shit with y'all in the hotel because we couldn't take that shit.
And when we gave
him a little bit of that Deleon, well, half of the Deleon,
and we serenaded Bumble, the girl named Kiki because which call was out at the time.
We was on top of the UConn. We was on top of the UConn and shit.
We all started dancing and singing. She was blushing and shit, and she was dark skinned. I'm surprised.
So
then we went to the Waffle House and did that shit
out of pocket.
Yeah, so that type of shit.
The gold dot.
That shit was nasty.
The gold dot. That's right. What you calling this?
It's the gold dot. What the fuck is it? Bronze or bronze? What is it? Bronze. Is it bronze or gold?
It's the golden child.
Could be rose gold.
I want the knife.
Bottle.
Oh man, we got big ass bottle too.
He came down. Hey,
he bought cups.
Yo, Jack Daniels.
Oh, man, honey.
Tennessee, bro, honey.
What's up, bro?
Every time I see him, he got these same cups. Where do you get these cups from?
Work.
Right.
Those the
waiting room.
Yeah, those the coffee cups.
I want to say some wise words since my man Bottle King came in.
Yeah, that's what she did.
He smelled gooder than a motherfucker. Yeah, French whore.
Like a French whore.
A man that sleeps on the floor cannot fall out of the bed.
Oh, wait. You can't say it when everybody's talking.
Everybody wasn't talking. It was like more than one person. But
it was loud. Say it again.
Man who sleeps on the floor cannot fall out of the bed.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
So does that go for Dries, who was sleeping in the dog bed a couple weeks ago?
That makes complete sense.
It still was a bed.
Who was sleeping in a dog bed? If he rolls out, that shit gonna flip up.
That shit cover you.
He was on one for sure. Did everybody go?
No,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dirty.
I give it a 6.5.
6.5 with the mango?
Without the mango.
With the mango?
It gets more points with the mango. I feel like the mango offsets it a bit. It's not as
offset!
He got Tourette's.
But you know what's funny, though?
You see the memes and shit where Quavo and Sweetie broke up?
No.
Yeah, I did.
They talk about his offset fault.
Yeah.
That shit is hilarious. But yeah, like
I don't know how he fucked that up because I'm not gonna hold you. I did with Justin.
Yeah,
it's pre-recorded. It's pre-recorded.
But peep game though. That's how X. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So with that being said, never mind. I can't talk about that on here. Anyway,
6.5, 8.
Yeah.
With it mixed, it goes to 8 to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you said 6.5. So you like me then?
I said 6.5.
I said 6. You said 6.5. So 8. I guess I'm giving it like 2.5 points because That really makes a difference to me. And I didn't even got it on ice. That's what's
it
crazy.
It made a big difference.
Oh, with ice, it might fuck up the metric system.
So, let's revisit this in the summertime.
Hold on, wait.
Slushy episode.
Let Dingo.
For me, I don't have a problem with this joint. I'll definitely buy it. I'm going to buy it again. So I'm probably like 2-3 Jones. Hold them to the spring, summertime. I'm going to give this a 7. I'm going to give it a 7.
7 without?
Alone. Yeah, without. Now, mix, I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
I'm a fan of this. So
yeah, that shit is awesome.
You can
all
mix
that.
It with some, you know, like Dre said, like, you know, some Simply Mango or some Simply Tropical Punch. Or
listen, the vibes is
on.
Summertime.
I said, let's revisit this with a slushy episode.
Absolutely, Dre.
You know what's crazy?
With a Rita's Water Ice.
I wish.
Real fruit.
And this is like, you know what I mean, like on a different note, but Donna, God rest her soul, but she used to make the slushies and shit with, I don't know what she used to make it with, but it was liquor in them with the water ices. Whoa. This shit as a water ice.
Fire.
Oh, my God.
Thorough.
Oh, my God.
I was about
God.
To say, like, Dree,
simply
those,
amazing.
Like them popsicle type drawings on.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok
you did do that.
It'd probably be perfect with that.
Yes.
Dre, don't
TikTok Drees.
Don't you got some freeze pop drawings?
The mold.
I had them.
I got, what's the name, home?
Well, what brand was it? Beginning with a V.
I forget. Yeah, it was. It was like a V.
I got the.
They were good though.
I got the vodka.
They
were good. Home.
Oh yeah, the popsicles.
I got
the
popsicles. Oh yeah.
Y'all want to do an episode like that? I can have somebody make us some. Whatever. Yes.
Dirty speech for us.
I know somebody.
Yes.
All right.
In the summertime.
So
I got the, you know, the freeze pop episode.
So yes is yes.
But how y'all want to do it though? Like,
it don't matter.
We'll talk about that.
It don't matter.
We just had different flavors. I'm with it.
So slime, what you got?
Ciroc Summer Citrus.
Citrus.
Yes.
By itself, 6.5, but with that little mix that we have with the Arizona, definitely an 8.
I like it.
Good job.
It doesn't get the stamp. No,
it gets the stamp.
It definitely does.
A consistent stamp.
As a mixed drink.
I mean, both ways, honestly.
I thought it was 7.
No. 6.
It's above 5.
All right. Yeah, 5.
Above
5 is below us.
I give it a 5.5.
Yeah. 5 and below is good for the store.
Difficult.
It still gets the stamp.
Yeah, it still gets the stamp. You're outnumbered.
But wait. Dries, would you.
2-3.
I know you've had it before, but what would you say without?
Without, I give it a 6.5. That's literally why I brought the mango when I was saying before, because I tasted by myself. I'm like, it smells so good. Like, slime said, like, this shit smells good.
Yeah, it does.
But then I taste, I'm like, this is not really what I expected.
It was
so I'm like, I need to add some more fruit to it, a fruit flavored drink. When you add that to it, it goes up to like an 8 to me.
So look, did anybody read exactly?
So wait,
what,
let me ask Ave. Or what we calling Ed? We still with Ed. So get the mic. Easy dummy. So what would you say? Because I know that you're not really into like the sweet bottle. Shit like that. So what would you say by itself?
By itself, I like it by itself. It reminds me like I'm eating Skittles.
Yeah,
so
I can
give
see
it
that.
Like an 8.
By itself?
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Did you? Right, I am too.
So I didn't have it mixed.
Try it mixed. I want to know what your thoughts are. Well, we can come back to it. Your opinion is not that important for the podcast.
I've been saying that.
We'll talk about that after.
Since he fucking on the board, we don't care about.
So he say some shit like that. You had nothing to say to that.
Fuck y'all.
You can't be.
Fuck y'all collectively.
So
you gonna say collectively? And then as a group.
Everybody else got on. Oh no! See, you fucked it up. I was gonna say like everybody got the UP shit on, but you got Nike on. And he got the Maker's Mark, but
and he got a plain T-shirt.
Yo,
you can't fit none of them.
I never had one.
No, he just never made one.
Yo, honestly, he got a black and white one.
Yeah, you do.
He got a black and white one.
You got black and white one.
But I honestly thought
that's Kevin Durant.
That's Kevin Durant. Is Digi right? Is Digimon?
Shit, Lenny Crash.
Listen, I'm not gonna hold you. I was trying to put my shit on the car. I was like, nah, let's get out the car first.
I'm never watching that motherfucker.
This bitch tight. The Maker's Mark joint. Shout out to Liz. Them joints fit perfect.
Shout out to Liz. Right.
What you gonna say though? What you gonna say? 2-3, Dries.
No, I was gonna say like before I bring this, I thought that Captain would get us the highest rating because he always liked the citrus drink.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like Ed saying that he like gave the highest rating. That's surprising me.
And
you know, he more of a whiskey
bowl.
Drink. Yeah, he more a whiskey guy.
That's why
so.
I wanted to ask him because that's literally why I wanted to ask him because I felt like he would not like this at all.
I'm not the only one with COVID.
But wait a minute. But wait, so this is what I want to say. This is better than 1942.
Because that's the standard for you now.
He said it. He said it.
It's definitely you, yo.
That's the standard for you now.
That's two different lanes.
No, it's not. It's not. It's the taste, period.
The taste? Yeah, it's better than 1942. The taste is better than 1942.
Okay. I just wanted to ask that.
I'll say this. To me, it's a quiet taste. Flavored stuff tastes better than regular.
I thought you were going to say something.
Well, it depends on what you. So think about it. Obviously, this is set for the summertime. Right. You're not going to just drink this. Well, you can drink it year-round. You can.
1942 got popular because, I mean, people just buy it.
You can say niggas.
Wait. Why'd you do people with air quotes?
That's right.
People aren't real. Some shit.
I think he just didn't want to say it, but nigga, you can say niggas.
Say niggas.
Once the song came on, y'all was going crack. 19, let me get a bottle of
it. But that's what I'm saying. I had it when I didn't really care for it, but I had it again on a regular note, and it was
nasty.
No. Coconut, yeah, but just regular 1800, no.
I mean, it's a bunch of, I'm not buying that.
Because
like,
of the price, that's why I said. Yo,
price ain't nothing, nigga.
I'm gonna say this again.
Oh, it's gonna be a lot of buy one get one free. Big stem.
All I'm saying is, I know for a fact that that more people than not you were seeing it because of the pricing for it. You're not talking about the taste of it because we've had worse shit before.
I bought bottles of liquor that cost more than that.
$2.11. Perfectamundo.
That you prefer, though.
Perfectamundo.
That you prefer. So you don't prefer this, so you like the taste with the cost.
If it's a good bottle, I'm going to buy it because it's good.
So tell me something that's equal to that price range. How much was the bottle?
$130.
Let's say $130. What did you buy that was $130 that tastes 10 times better than 1942?
Do say XL.
It's not the same price.
No, Hennessy XL.
Wait, what the fuck is this? Like, what?
It's not the same price range. Henny Privilege is what, like $80?
I got one.
We're
talking about $120, $130.
Right, yeah, so. I got one. Massive Blend.
It's $100.
10 times better than that.
Okay.
I agree. I agree to that.
I don't know if it was a Glen Mirage or Glen Fetich.
Uh-huh.
It was like $150. It's the
16 one?
Might have been 16.
What's that? That's a blend?
No, that's a straight Scotch.
Straight Scotch.
Yeah, straight Scotch.
That's your mic cover?
Yes. I don't know enough. I'm gonna say this. I don't know enough about Scotch to give it
peach
to pair it with, because 1942 is tequila, obviously,
yes.
And which is, as far as a spirits go, it's more of an up and coming thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, before there was all of these other different tequilas, we literally probably had Patron, Jose, and maybe like 1800
Don Julio.
You know what I mean? The Avions that came out and all the other shit that we drink in Grand Leander, they're newer to the scene of tequila.
But even this Crown Royal XO, that is cheaper than that, but it's better than that.
But whiskey is typically, and bourbon, those are your flavors, though. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But I'll fuck with a vodka or some shit like that.
Since when?
Never! Tito's, when you fuck with the mojitos.
Tito's don't count.
But that's
Tito's,
what I'm saying, though. You talking about
mojitos.
You can't bring up mojitos.
Hey, yo.
Tito's, you fuck with those mojitos.
You give us a slim, fast mojito.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little diet mojito. We're on a diet now. We need a little.
I'm just saying, though. I'll take a diet mojito. I don't think it was that. I don't think 1942 was that bad. You gave it like a 4 or some shit like that.
It ain't what it's hyped up to be. Like, the hype ain't what it is. It ain't.
But that's the same thing with Henny, though.
So when you say that, it's not hyped up to what it is supposed
that's
to be.
That's true.
Like, but Henny like has the name, and that's why. I'm sorry, I'm in the
car. I don't want to drink that shit neither. That shit is nasty.
Only I do.
All Henny's?
Only I do.
But that fucking, that poor man, that regular, that shit is not. Shit is nasty.
So if it was the poor man Henny, like you say, in 1942, they both was $40, which one would you buy?
I'm buying 42. I'm buying 42. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
I kind of understand why he says 42. He'll drink the Henny because he's more of a dark drinker.
But the 42 is dark.
It is, but
dark tequila.
And it's aged. It's an añejo.
And I read.
And he's never been a tequila person anyway.
He wasn't really a vodka person.
It's better for you than the clear.
No, I know you'll drink a tequila, but you would prefer cognac over tequila, right?
Yeah, I prefer cognac over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I said that from the beginning. That's what I said.
That's a good tequila, like Casamigos. I'll drink Casamigos. I'll drink the Patron.
Grand Leander.
Patron.
But question.
I had the Patron and Añejo.
So yeah, okay. So what's a mid level? What's a mid level like whiskey to you?
Mid level. It's probably like a
Tell him a do.
Jameson,
that's
like a,
it's a blend. Jameson's not a mid, though.
It's a blend.
So let's just go with Tell Him to Do.
That shit is
proper
disgusting.
12. It's a blend.
Have you had
blend.
You've had that?
Yeah, proper 12.
So if you had the option of drinking proper 12 or like a Casamigos or something like that, what are you picking?
I'm going to take the Casamigos. What Casamigos is it, though? Reposado.
Doesn't matter. Like, they're all good.
I'm not fucking with that Blanco shit.
Why not?
I like it, but that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. It's good.
All three of them are good, yo.
Once I learned about the tequila, like the Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo.
You don't want
the Blanco.
You don't want
the
Blanco.
Say that again. Say that again.
Right, right. It's Reposado.
He said Reposado. He said Reposado.
He added two S's and took away a P.
Reposado. I thought he said Reposado.
Whatever it's called.
He tried to slide that in there.
Right, but wait. What was you going to say? Because you was going to say something
about weight loss.
No. He was saying something about
So I was looking at, like, as far as like health nuts are concerned, they say that the dark
what?
Are anybody else heard health nuts?
I heard nuts
to
concern.
I know
pretty
what you were
much
trying
the
to
darker
say, but
tequilas are better for you than the clearer tequilas, from what I read.
Okay,
but yeah, from it was, you know, like drinks, like as far as like when you weight loss and you trying to be on your health kick, like it was, of course red wine was in there, actually vodka was in there, and tequila. Both tequilas, but the dark tequila is better for you.
And whiskey. Whiskey's only like 80
calories.
They ain't
mentioned whiskey. Read the article I seen. I was on a quick read before bed when I read it. Like, no, I'll whiskey wasn't on it. It was tequila, vodka, red
tequila
wine.
Is definitely something that you can drink. Yeah. I always say that. It's like some of them don't have no calories in them and shit like that. So
tequila?
Yeah. Uppers, they're uppers.
That's so why I was drinking that last night. Like, if I'd have had, I probably had like two shots of the Jornitos lime shot. Like, if I'd have had like two shots of like some whiskey or something like that, like I probably that'd put me down.
So look,
like, got, but I got a question. All right, well, I guess I got.
Yeah, come on,
you do it. Shut up, boy.
Wait.
Before I'm real, yeah, my bad. You got it.
No, go ahead.
Now we're moving on to the Crown Royal.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
My favorite.
This my shit. Like
me, we had this before, right?
Yes.
Where did we have this?
I know we had it in Orlando. I don't remember y'all had
it. First time me and Dirt had it
because it's still at my house.
Me,
okay,
Dirt. So he said that. Yeah,
me, for Dirt, me. And shout out to Dew. We was fucking with the Crown Royal XO.
It's my third bottle.
Right, we had it at my house too.
Hold on, can I just say something?
We had it at my house in the basement.
Ed is gonna play a song for me because this is my first time having it. Is anybody else first?
Is your first time having this?
Yes.
Really.
Well, I
brought a bottle. I got a bottle home. I didn't crack it yet.
Yo, you were at the house. We had this in my basement. When he bought it, everybody came over.
Yeah,
in January he bought it. The bottle's still at my house.
Scared a dumbass.
I don't remember, so I'm still play the song. Would you?
You had it.
Drinks up. Shot o'clock.
30-year of scotch.
What?
Privilege drinking.
Why the fuck?
Anybody pull the plug?
Why do you want to hear this?
Yeah, that dumbass.
I'm probably drinkers, baby.
I'm like,
I can turn it off now.
Yeah. We don't need to hear the words.
I'm probably drinkers, baby.
All I'm gonna say is
to give you intermission
to follow up with her. I'm flabbergasted. Yeah.
Flabbergasted. Shot o'clock, sip o'clock.
Drinks.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby. Oh,
drinks up.
The stupid drinks shit up. Happens when he don't discuss it with us. Fuck was he play that for?
Whatever Dre wants, Dre gets.
That's good. Damn, smooth. That's good.
That smooth finish. Crown Royal XO is really good.
It really is.
I'll be buying XR soon.
So Crown Royal got some shit, yo.
Right, so I know we were talking about it last week, and I think you was like, absolutely not. But as far as flavors go, peach is the best one for sure, by far.
Yes.
But this, just on a
smooth than a motherfucker.
Yeah, this
that's
right
why
here,
I like.
I think
questions.
I'll take this over peach, though.
That's
not,
why, yeah.
Not,
right.
Yep. Yeah. I got two questions.
And
not
real
even
quick.
Even with the flavor, this is my favorite. This is my favorite Crown Royal. This is my favorite Crown Royal.
Ditto.
Dick Eater.
Wowzers.
What did I do to him?
Before I lose my train of thought,
go ahead. What
is the bag patent by Crown Royal?
I don't know.
Like how the Maker's Mark drip with the wax? Is that like
that's a good question? Because I don't know nobody else who does it.
Yeah, it
that's
has
a good question
be.
Though.
I've seen 211s come in that bag before.
you know what you gotta do? You gotta drink it.
Damn.
You know what's funny? Hold on, real quick. How many like bachelor parties or like strip clubs have you been to and the Crown Royal bag was where the strippers kept their money at?
All of them.
Every single
all
one.
All the favorites say, aye.
Aye. I've seen a netted bag.
The stew was famous.
I've seen netted bags more than anything.
The who?
The netted bags. Like the fish net bags. I've seen them more than anything.
But those
I
actually think I see more of them Crown Royal
bags.
These
are like the newer.
Because you can't see what's in there.
They're not doing a good job.
That's my point. Hey. I don't know what strip club y'all
well,
going
it,
to.
It was your $40 special holes. That's what it was.
No, wait.
But they went to the pick.
Well, I'm about to say, wait a minute.
40 cow.
Shout out to 40 cow.
40 cow.
We actually got him in the building.
Shout my boy.
We've been shouting Kyle out for, I don't know how long. This might be his first time being here,
right? Hey, 40 cow, you want to say something? Can you come?
Come say something to the people.
Yeah, this is the first time I think he's actually been here. We be shouting out CP, 40 cow.
All the time.
So I think y'all got to hear his voice just because.
And tell people why they call you 40 Kyle.
Oh, man. I don't think he
needs
to do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Huh? Well, you can speak on my mic, Paul.
Wait, what?
Whoa. You wrapping up after that.
Name speaks for itself.
Name speaks for itself.
Paul, I saved myself. Paul,
go ahead. I didn't even hear him.
You drowned?
He said the name speaks for itself.
You crashed?
It never came
back. Right.
You definitely Titanic the shit out of that one.
Did you speak yet?
There is no life after
life. Did y'all hear him out of there?
He said the name speaks for itself. I heard it.
I didn't hear that.
I took them
out. The name speaks for itself. Thank you, CP.
Talk your shit.
Well,
see, Pizzle.
Unprivileged Drinkers, baby.
You heard it here first on Unprivileged Drinkers.
I don't know why he's doing that.
Don't know if y'all know what it means.
Why do you have that on there?
Don't worry about my life.
Your brother told me that.
Oh, yeah. He must got his ass whooped. Okay, he up first. Shout out to Bart.
He shout out. He gonna do, I don't play on Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Who got PlayStation down here? You brought yours down here? Oh, I thought you brought yours down.
Get the lights off.
Oh, no. What you call him? Feek was talking about bringing his shit. That's what he was talking about.
So,
did Feek come down here the other day?
Yes, he did. And he was upset.
Oh, damn. Who put the Blazers to him?
His brother said he's acting like a little bitch. I was in the house sitting playing the game waiting on him.
Oh, damn.
No, he's...
We're going to call him.
Yeah, we're going to wait till we're done.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, he didn't ring the bell.
I got a question.
He didn't ring the bell.
About the Summer Citrus, right?
Wait. You said you had two questions. You asked one.
I got three now.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
No, I asked two questions before. No, so the Summer Citrus, right? So,
Shizzy!
If any other vodka brand like Smirnoff or Kettle One, Nikolai, I hate to say that word. But if they would have made the same flavor, how would y'all – all right, so I'll put Ciroc, Belvedere, and Kettle One on the same level as far as, like, the price range or whatever. Like, so, how do y'all think it would have turned out is my question.
So it depends, though, because these are made
that's
with grapes. Most vodkas are made with potatoes. So that's typically the difference in
yeah,
vodkas.
And I just read that on the back.
Yeah.
But
not,
even
sometimes
though –
sometimes it's not just the name is, like, really what's put into it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Because some people go by
still,
their tradition.
Even though still, you would say Kettle One, I think, is a good vodka.
We'll have to do a blind taste test, honestly.
So wait. Hold up, real quick. I'm going to cut y'all off. Yo, so the people who just joined the Podbean Live, we're still doing our giveaway. If you go and buy a bottle of Grand Leander on CW Spirits using the code UMP5, you can get you a free bottle. That's just
free bottle?
Yeah, free bottle of Grand Leander. Buy one, get one.
You get two bottles of Grand Leander for the price of one.
Right, and that's just what it is. I just wanted to let y'all know that. So whoever listening in on the live, you can get you a bottle of Grand Leander and plus one for free. So
And a t-shirt.
That's right. We're still giving away the t-shirt. So you can definitely go ahead, get in there, buy it, use the code, DM it. We're going, I mean, all we need is your address and your size. We got you from there. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, y'all.
Now I was just wondering, like, so Ciroc, Belvy, and Grey Goose. You were right. Most of the, all of them probably, vodkas are made with mostly potatoes, and Ciroc is the only one. Damn, they changed the game with that. I forgot about they put the grapes in there.
I think other people are doing it now, but prior to, most vodkas, and you got to think, like, that's one thing I do want to look into. I want to find out when did the industry, as far as, like, alcohol, spirits, and stuff like that, start with the flavors, because when we were coming up, there wasn't as much of a selection as it
sure
is
as
today.
Hell wasn't.
So I want to know what that
sure
is.
Hell
that
wasn't.
That gave.
I can name quite a few. I keep going.
But no, I just want to know like when it started.
It really wasn't.
And why?
I get it with the two. It's nostalgic for you. It takes you back to that moment of being young. Like
his prom years.
I get it now.
Yeah, with the vodka, also you said the grapes and potatoes, but they always got the wheat vodka too.
Yeah, they do have wheat vodka. You're right.
Ville Pops. That was David Freed. That was David Freed's Pops.
Right.
That's
what
it is. V-E-I-L.
Is actually, we got something coming up. What is it? Click Vodka. It's something that they actually launching in PA soon, if I'm not mistaken. That's something to be on the lookout for. The bottle. So the craftsmanship and the aesthetics.
Man, it's always about the aesthetics, my brother.
And what is that one made with? Is that grapes?
I don't know yet. I didn't look into it in depth, but the bottle itself is they've won some awards within recent years. So it's something that I would definitely want to look into. But Click Vodka is another one.
So, like, you know, grapes is the foundation for wines, all wines, and grapes is the foundation for Ciroc. Like, why isn't, or maybe I'm wrong, is there any other fruit that's the foundation of any other, like, vodka, whiskey?
Or spirit,
spirit, period. Yeah, spirit, period. Beer, fuck. I don't, like, is there?
Well, more, as far as beer goes, obviously, the IPAs kind of open up that realm to use anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't have a specific setting or thing that they base it off of. They kind of just like throw some shit together and whatever come up with, they like, is this good or if it's not good? It's kind of what they do.
Shout out to Attic Brewery.
But I'm trying to think. Like, what, gin?
Is agave? Is that a fruit?
It is a fruit, actually.
Yeah. So agave with tequila, you know, they use that as a fruit.
The way they harvest it.
Yeah, it's the basis, you know what I mean? It's the foundation of it. Yeah. But like, you know, like grapes with wine, like,
and also, where did that originate cognac from? Grape. You know, cognac, you know, Henny is made with grapes. Cognac grapes.
Yep. Yeah. It's like a wine, for real, for real.
A fine wine.
Yeah, no,
depending on which.
Not that fine.
Shut up. Yes, it is.
Shut up.
You was drinking the shit out that Henny Privilege a couple weeks ago.
I mean, Privilege is different.
So
Privilege
is
definitely different.
So yes, it is.
I'm actually just
amen to that, brother.
Some more spirits that's up and coming. I've never heard of this before, but Premise, is it cognac? Yeah, Premise Cognac. Premise Legend, VSOP. It's not that expensive.
Is anybody famous behind that?
I don't know. Oh, Deb Etney. Oh, yeah. Okay. So
is that the high proof one? It's like got a high.
Well, this is what, I don't know if it's high proof.
The bottle looks crazy.
Yeah, the bottle looks crazy. So if you're not familiar who Deb Etney is, she's ex. That's her brother. So Deb is Waka Flocka's mom. Joe obviously is his uncle, but
manager to the Stars,
right? Yeah, but Deb has put like Nicki on French Montana. Obviously, her son. You know what I'm saying? So she's
like a fad now with all these pop stars getting into like
Gucci, right? But
yes,
back
that's where the money is.
That's what it is.
So what I'll say to that is it's not so much of a fad. It's just the industry that we were less tapped into. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think, alcohol is something that we've consumed as people for years. It's just that the black culture wasn't invited to the table. Yeah. We're finally getting invited to the table where we're getting cut checks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Jay-Z's being cut checks at the table now. He's making decisions for the community as black folks in hip hop. You know what I mean?
So
now
do you think
Diddy?
Any like, I don't know how much E&J will sell for.
What?
Like, as a company?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure how much it will sell for, but do y'all think
hundreds of millions, probably.
Anybody famous would back that just because of the opportunity?
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would. It may already be. You just don't know.
So will we start drinking again?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying.
But that's from our unprivileged date. That was before we knew there was good shit to drink for real.
Not that we didn't know. We just couldn't afford.
Thank you.
But you say like you don't want to drink 211. What the fuck?
Because I walked in the store and saw like
that's the first
I can get
thing.
This or I can get this. But if I get this, I can do this and that. I'm going to get
hold
this.
On.
It was a point in time where I never bought a bottle by myself. I only buy a bottle if I'm splitting it with somebody.
Oh no, I was definitely buying bottles.
I was a person like you gotta split with me. I'm not buying it by myself. Now I could go buy five bottles by myself. It's a difference now.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, Big Stem.
So
I see you.
I've noticed that
you see
the wine,
myself.
But no, that
I've noticed that the wine of spirits, like here in Philly, the first thing you see when you're right or left is E&J.
Right.
When you first walk into a liquor store. Wine spirits.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your fucking mind.
What you going to tell us?
Guess who's behind fucking E&J?
Who?
Nah.
Night Train? It's all in the same umbrella. All the cheap shit.
We ain't know Hornitos under makers are. Yep. For real?
Hornitos
is under makers mark.
So wait.
Makers mark.
Makers mark.
So who is the
the parent Marcus company, Marcus. Essentially.
Gallo.
Juan?
Really? It makes sense. Wow. It's all affordable to the average consumer.
That blew my mind.
I didn't expect
Gallo. And it starts with Andre. That cheap champagne.
I got a bottle of Andre in the house of Spumante. I do.
Is that coincidence? Is it coincidence? Is it irony? I would say so.
Oh, okay.
I would say so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, irony upon. I'm yeah, that, that
listen.
I remember Judge.
We learn something new every day. This is
irony upon irony. Black Bull too. Mm. I remember all the time, but I remember he said that straight to my face.
Just talk.
Irony upon irony, like, man. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Let's continue.
And why always roses underneath the umbrella?
That doesn't surprise me.
Damn. Yeah. Keep talking.
That doesn't surprise me.
Keep talking. That's
Thunderbird.
That got your gears going.
Doesn't
Thunderbird.
Me.
Listen. Oh, next time you want to make some crabs, put some Thunderbird in there.
I want those Zackies.
So look.
Yo.
Last but not least. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you. Go ahead. Say what you about to say first.
No, y'all was saying about celebrities backing alcohol now and everything. You know, like the hard seltzer is a big thing right now going up. And I don't know if y'all heard about
Travis. I want Travis.
Yeah, Travis Scott got a hard seltzer now.
Cactus. I want that shit. Cactus. Sold out every fucking
really?
Year, yo.
I mean, that's not surprising.
It's Travis. Man. Everything he drops sells.
That's what I'm saying. That's not surprising.
No, I didn't know he had a hard seltzer.
Yeah. You know, that's the like thing right now. Tuesday, you know, a lot of people want to be healthy and shit.
It's like Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yo, sold out in minutes.
And you know all the videos. You know all the videos were a picture of all his sneakers around the fucking seltzer.
Oh,
I don't know if he bull in the sense of like everything he touches go. I think he just I think it's his team.
No,
because he a little corny. That's just me though.
But you can be corny and be bull at the same time though.
That is give me somebody else.
DJs.
No,
Drake.
Drake ain't corny like that.
He's a great
actor. He light skin, so he already got that.
He is corny.
He's not, yo. Not in that sense of what you're trying to compare Travis to.
No, he's not corny.
He's not as corny as Travis.
That's what I'm saying. There's no comparison.
He's
not, like
he's corny. He ain't Drake, corny.
Drake,
exactly.
But look,
exactly.
Put it this way. Drake was on TV before he even became that kind of star, so he was already a likable guy.
He was corny on TV, too. Drake's playing his role perfectly.
He is likable,
that's what I'm saying.
Drake is definitely playing his role perfectly.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying he's not. But Travis is too.
I can't say it. I think it's more of his team. And he said it perfectly. I'm glad he said that because it's the team that I think promotes what he does to a point where it's like, you got to go do that. Like the McDonald's shit. Like, who the fuck is doing that?
But honestly, I feel like the McDonald's shit, I feel like that was the most market, like, I feel like that was the most pushed thing that he's done. Like as far as the sneakers, that's all because like leaked photos for real. Like that's not necessarily his team doing the shit. It's just people eat up what he puts out. It doesn't matter what it is.
So go ahead, Tim.
To finish what he's saying, Reese's, that cereal stocked, all that shit went up when he put his face on it. Is really everything he put his name on.
But you didn't see a bunch of commercials for that either.
No,
it just said, hey. He's doing this.
You said you didn't see a bunch of commercials. How much TV do you watch?
You watch a lot of TV.
TV.
He watch apps. I give you that.
Exactly. You don't know because a lot of times I don't know until you start watching certain things. You be like, oh, shit, I didn't know that because I don't watch regular network TV because I hate commercials. You see what I'm saying? These kids are seeing that shit and they like, mom, dad.
His market, not more as much as his team, but the people that he try to reach as well.
Yeah, of course. Like, demographic.
Young white kids that got money.
But exactly.
Honestly,
that's my.
Honestly, he don't target us. Honestly, to be truthful.
What musician does?
No. I wouldn't say what music. Right. I would say you can't say
he
what.
Said who?
I would say I listen to that. Yo, that shit fire.
My nigga, Benny the Butcher's back.
Yo,
we're not the target.
The drone with him and French.
The Butcher coming, nigga. My guy, yo.
But listen,
I'm privileged.
My point though. So the marketing team knows what to do. You see what I'm saying?
We're not the target market. We just leech on to it.
His Jordans, I don't like them Jordans.
Which ones?
The backwards Nike sign. That shit is ass to me.
The brown ones is fire.
I don't
this
like that.
New pair's ass.
Tripping. The blue ones.
I don't like that.
The blue's trash.
So you like it just because it's backwards?
I like the shoe. Yeah, it's backwards.
That shit is corny to me.
Crossed out.
The colorway of the brown, that mocha, that's decent to me. That's really decent.
Why, though? Tell me why.
The color.
So do you not like the mocha ones?
I don't.
What?
I don't.
I like the mocha. No, that brown offset is so amazing.
So how much does the mochas go for as opposed to the Travis Scott Jones go for?
The mochas right now in our size is around $450 to $450 plus.
And how much his Jones go for?
It's called Limit.
It's $1,000.
Okay,
$1,000. How much do the mochas go for compared to different. the Travis Scott Jones? I think the mochas like $4 or $5.
Yeah.
Right, and how much does it go for?
Like a stack. Maybe a little
more, more than a stack, probably. I mean, if you're lucky, you get it for...
Because the fucking Nike sign is backwards. That's hot.
But so think about the... What are the Jones... the cat, not the Cactus Jack. Cactus Jack, but like the Mick Foley Jones.
Yeah.
They ass, but they going for like $300,
$400.
His name. Of course right, his name, but that's what I'm saying, though. That doesn't make it... more thorough than what it actually is, just because your name
does.
I disagree with that.
No. For example, Dunks and Jordan 1s are the exact same shit.
They're not the exact
Dunks
same
Dunks do not equal.
They're not the exact same sneaker, though.
Okay, if you really break them down, it's not that make that much different from Dunk High
you
Tops.
You can't start
Jordan
your statement
tops.
Off by saying they're not that much different and then saying they're different.
Travis Scott Jordan sign is clearly backwards. That makes it different.
Obviously.
Okay, you're saying I can't compare. I'm comparing the exact same thing. Because
you started your statement off wrong, brother.
They are the exact same sneaker. Threads are, when you put them
together. Exact same is a contradictory of what you're saying.
They are Air Force
similar.
But Jordan, because Jordan name one, they higher. And Dunks are lower, right or
but
wrong?
The Dunks are not the same as a Jordan 1. Say they're the exact same then.
They
say
are the same.
They'll say they're exact same.
They're not the exact same. They are the same.
Exactly, because they're not the exact same.
Threads is, look, when you look at Dunks, all right, I'm just I'll break it down. Look at it. We look at Dunks and Jordan 1s. When you look at the check, Jordan checks goes over at the back of the check. When you look at Dunks, the check go under it. So it's like it's going through it. There's no difference.
Aesthetics,
the sole is a little
aesthetics
bit.
Aesthetics mean something.
No, the name means something.
Aesthetics. Dunks still go for a bunch of money. What are we talking about here?
Look at regular Dunks versus
the
regular
ones
Jordan.
You was just trying to get. What the fuck what, was they ice cream or whatever the fuck they was?
I don't recall.
They was going for like fucking $10,000. So
not
what does that have
dunks,
to do with anything?
Dunks. What dunks are you talking about?
There was a pair that he was trying to get. He didn't get them. He missed on them. There was some weird shit going on with them. The low tops. The low top Dunks. They was like $10,000 on that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's only maybe.
Dude, it don't matter. Dunks still go for a bunch of fucking money.
Special like, ones.
It don't matter.
It ain't does. The Ben and Jerry's? Yeah, I was
maybe
say,
that's
ben
what it is.
Who didn't try to get a Ben and Jerry's?
How much are they going for today?
A couple of grand.
Over, yeah.
So my point is, what pair of ones is going for a couple of grand outside of like them first? You just said $1,000. That's not the same thing.
Fragments go for like $15,000,
$2,000. The Dior's. They going Dior. For $25 fucking thousand dollars, shit like that. Like it's different shit. So right. Obviously,
but we talking about
when you attach a brand name to it, obviously it's going to do something. But
Travis Scott is a brand name. It's literally a brand name.
I'm not saying it, but did you hear what I said when I finished from the beginning? I never said it wasn't a brand name.
It is though.
I never said it wasn't.
I'm just,
Blue Magic. Right.
I literally never said it wasn't a brand name.
But
I said I don't like it. It just because he turned the Nike sign around don't mean I have to like it. It's just I still don't like it.
Well, you know.
You said you didn't like mocha, so when you said that, I'm like, you really don't like it.
Travis Scott baby mama's Kylie Jenner, her sister Kendall, and she has Tequila, which we have on the table right now.
We don't have hers. I didn't know
we
that.
We have Tequila, though.
Man told me about that. I didn't know that she had one.
It's called 718, I believe.
I don't know if that's the name of it. Might be.
It's a number. It's close to that.
It is.
818. That's what it is.
That might be it.
I think that's the code for Calabasas.
That's because we can't talk about that on here.
What we getting? Oh shit!
So yeah, I just want y'all to drink it because I bought this bottle. I didn't want to talk about it beforehand because I just wanted to keep it a little surprise because it's a secret.
Are you taking it back with you?
No. why would I do that?
We don't want this
listen,
shit.
I'm definitely taking my current worry, baby. I'll get that.
I don't take bottles back. When I bring them here, they stay here.
Who does that?
If somebody buys me something, then I take that home. Like
I'm taking that back.
Dirty bought me.
Who does that?
I do.
For the Pollyanna, the Crystal Head, and whatever else that was.
I don't take bottles back. I do take bottles that no one says they want.
I definitely want
you
this.
Put claim on it.
I ask a question, and the question gets answered.
Right. I'm definitely taking this.
So wait, drink the rest of your shit, dog. What are you doing? We all about to move on.
We already moved on.
Excited?
You excited?
Okay. All right. So everybody pour it up? Because he told me I'm excited. I'm trying to get this shit over with. Right. Like, he told me you're excited? No, it
y'all niggas just had a 15-minute conversation.
It was 13 minutes.
You're wrong.
I was close.
Close make you free.
He gave you a number and you just believed it.
Let me clear. No, it wasn't 13 minutes. It seemed long.
Wait, what?
Balls.
What?
You really did.
Yay!
You say yay after that.
I don't
can I
understand.
Can I ask a quick question, bro? Hey, Dre, Captain, are you listening?
Refer to me correctly.
Do you know the normal flight? What's the name?
What, the average cruise now to?
Yes.
I would say 30.
Close.
28.
No.
35.
31 to 38,000 is commercial airlines normal flight altitude.
How the fuck do you know that?
I've flown enough.
Man think Google did.
Google's your friend.
I was about to say,
thoughts. No, I've flown.
Man think Google did.
No, seriously. I
know it's in the 30s.
Always pay attention to cruising altitude.
No, that's not working at the airport.
Wait a minute. Let's just take a step back.
Did you work at the airport?
He gonna say that's actually like a little known fact. Nobody fucking knows that. Nobody. All right, then. But
you're gonna reach a cruising altitude of $33,000.
That don't mean we know between 31 and 38 is the average.
So if I fucking tell you anything, you're like, yeah, that's it.
I know it's in the 30s. I knew it was in the 30s. I ain't know.
Fuck that. That's come on.
Yeah, because all flights is never pay attention.
What?
Drinks up, fellas.
I don't have nothing.
You know why? You know why?
Because all at the
you know
table,
why?
Bitch.
No, you know why? Because it started here and it made its way down that way. What was you doing?
Why did they give it back?
What?
Why didn't they give it back?
They just did.
Everyone is poured up.
But
well,
now
down.
You bitches got to wait.
You got something?
Wait.
You got something? All right.
Shot o'clock. It was me holding the fellas up. Let's get it. Drinks up, shot o'clock, sip o'clock, whatever you want to do. Let's get it.
Oh, my life. I never took the smallest sip of my life.
What the fuck is that?
Hey, yo.
I like this.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, it tastes so natural, though. It's
hey, wait, before anybody go. Bro, I shot anything. I swear on everything. I never tasted a drip of anything till just now. This was the worst shit.
Nah, that made my stomach hurt a little bit. That's nasty.
And Reese looked at me and said,
I was like, it is?
Hey, that gets a two. That gets a two. I'm giving that a two. That's a two.
Yo.
That's fucking disgusting.
I said,
No. What is that called?
Secrets, passion fruit, flavored vodka.
Keep that secret to yourself.
They should have kept that secret. God damn.
It's kind of thick like cough syrup.
I'm not going to say it's nasty, though.
The pronunciation on that need to be better.
You are fucking insane. Why would you say this is not nasty?
Because it's not.
You eat
it might need some
ass.
Ice or something because it's like
ice. I would say it needs ice.
It's
what I said was,
I tasted something natural. It's gluten free too.
I keep telling y'all, it's healthy shit and good.
I'm telling you,
that's really, what I said. I said something natural about it. Oh yeah,
you eat a lot of ass. That's all I'm.
So
say.
Listen,
I do.
If this is okay. So
we all should selfishly.
Dog, that's fucking hilarious. Hey,
yo, I set you niggas right up. I knew niggas was gonna go like all in on it. I sipped. I just want to see faces.
I want a Cuba ice
cap. That shit.
Yeah, I think if it had ice, it like make it less thick. It's really like thick right now. Like cough.
You really gotta pronunciate that word better.
Thick.
You better there.
It's really thick. I need some ice to break it down a little bit. Maybe
I think once.
Just sound bad.
But passion fruit in general, like, is a strong flavor. Like, even like the water ice, like, it's strong.
Yeah.
Shout out Hirsch.
What I'll say about it is, it's just too sweet. So I feel like it's something like, I think Rel might have said it, like, to
cut that taste, like maybe some lemonade sour or some shit like that. I don't know. I haven't tried it. But yeah, something sour basically to help cut it because it's too sweet. And like I said, I sipped it the first time and I was like, oh, shit, not bad. We both took shots. I was like,
mm-mm. Yeah, I barely took a
sip. I'm bringing this shit down.
I swear I had a little drop.
I really don't think it's that nasty.
So let's go.
I'm not taking another shot.
Go ahead. Give us something.
Shout out to our man. We ain't got a name for him, but Hirsch just came through.
2-3 Hirsch. Hussein Hirsch.
He can't wait to grab a mic.
Aziz.
What's up, fella? What you got?
So honestly, if I put this against Ciroc, I'd rather drink this straight than in Ciroc.
Wow.
What, then Blue Dot? Summer Citrus? Or this?
Yeah. No, I'm summer saying that Summer Citrus.
Oh, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with
this over that?
I don't agree with
straight.
Really?
I can't.
So what would you give it then?
I'll give it a seven. I gave that a 6.5. I'll give this a 7.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm surprised.
I ain't go that far.
Gave what a 7? I'm sorry.
I didn't go that
far. I feel like it would be better if it was chilled.
Let's talk about what it is now.
Yeah, I said a 7.
Yeah.
I gave that a 6.5 by itself.
Yeah. Look.
And give it to him.
Yeah, you can.
36 bottles.
Take it home.
36 bottles.
Because I'm definitely not bringing. I brought it here for it to stay here. Or
it was a texture for me that was like different than how it really tastes.
Wait, honestly, the taste is not good to me. The taste we're fighting for.
the taste that'll make you fight.
Fighting words.
What?
I'm good. I can't go that far. But Tim, you don't got. You good?
I ain't got no worries. I'm not finishing this.
I'm gonna finish it, but yeah.
Bro, we don't waste.
I literally took a drip. Yo, that's fucking hilarious.
And I would even go this far. I would even go this far that I would add this to my non-existing bar.
Yeah. Okay.
Tootie. Yeah, he got me fucked up. I know.
But all right. Well, we gonna start like with numbers. All right, go ahead.
What he already went? And we ain't on dates.
Mine went. I went. I ain't say nothing.
This is
McDonald's.
It's a 4.
McDonald's.
It's a 4 for me, yo. This is nasty. Very nasty. I'm not a fan of this at all.
This is nasty.
I would not recommend this. You know, I don't know if it's the flavor or if it's just the whole thing. I'm not a fan of this at all.
It could be the fact that y'all tasted other liquors.
I don't think it has a significant
passion fruit taste to it. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. But it tastes like it can be a wine in a sense, like not a hard liquor. You know what I mean?
Listen, okay. I had it without drinking anything prior to. I don't like it.
I don't like it. I understand why. But
so what you give it, Bottle King?
Honestly, I'd probably give it a 5.
Barely recommendable.
You know what I mean? 5.
That's not recommendable.
Recommended. It's
no,
not,
5 and above. He said it is.
Ain't dirty. It's on the border, bad. But it ain't Mexican in Mexico.
6 and above. Anything below 6.
Trump succeeded with that wall.
No, 6 and above is recommendable.
This is the wall.
Wait. I thought we said 5 and above. Like, no, 5 is the
minimum. I don't remember 5. I know.
Uncle Donald.
6. We said 6 bottle.
All right, so let's like right now. Definitively say what's the number?
I would think six and a half.
Six,
five,
we're not
count.
Giving four.
No, not a four.
I thought 5 and above because it's the midway point, obviously. So why would you do
stuff could be neutral taste, and I would think outstanding.
So more than halfway.
I feel like at some point it was six.
Six and a half.
I don't remember. To me, I remember six.
I feel like seven.
It was never seven.
It was never seven.
I feel like
it was never seven.
And Miranda
Oh.
I feel like a six and a half should be passing.
Miranda.
It's like a passing grade. It's 65.
So 6.5?
It's like a 65, a grade.
Agreed.
So you got a D.
It's a D.
It's a D.
You passing, but you barely made it.
So 50% is a F.
You fell. Get the fuck out of here. You got to do it again.
Six and a half. I can go 6 or 6.5. I'm fine with that.
With this?
No.
So let's get
6.5 is passive.
No. I agree with the 6.5.
I gave my rating for this.
You did? I didn't hear it.
I said it 7 times. 2.
Oh, damn.
This shit is disgusting.
You said what?
I said 4. He said 2. Said 2.
Damn!
It ain't that low.
That's not good. Okay.
That's as low as ever.
That's your lowest ever?
What you got?
Probably.
I think 4 is my lowest ever. I give it a 6.5.
Jesus. I'm disqualified.
I honestly would raise it in the slushy. Ugh. On ice. Ooh, on ice.
Honestly, if I raised it, it still wouldn't get approved.
This
All right. Well, I'm just saying, on ice, I probably
we gotta do this with the slushies. You gotta, do, a, we gotta do the.
They got more flavors too.
Though. And we gotta do that.
I got some work to do.
I'll say this. I'll definitely get another flavor of this.
Yeah, yeah, they got other flavors. I can bring other flavors.
That's true. Nasty.
With like
I do agree with 2-3 as far as like the thickness of it. Pause.
You gotta come up with a different word.
Y'all don't know the word.
Definitely can't do passion fruit Rita's water ice with this.
That's nasty.
This is what.
It's nasty.
What's nasty?
Passion fruit
wood ice and this and passion fruit this.
But what about passion fruit readers though?
You I don't know. Eat, I don't eat shit like that.
That shit is all.
It gotta be.
That's still my all time favorite.
No.
Frozen
mango and passion fruit. Mix that together.
That shit don't sound right too there. Bad.
That's
not right. A mango wood ice.
Y'all treated it.
Mango wood ice.
All right,
do it.
What'd you say? You said 6.5.
I give it 6.5. I don't think. I don't know what y'all like. As far as like. The taste of it and like the taste of a 6.5, the thickness of it, yeah, it's a little syrupy. But overall, yeah, I approve of it.
I mean,
this is your captain speaking, by the way. I approve of it. I approve of it for a summertime spring drink. I guarantee you, if you mix the what the hell is it called? Where is it at? I need the bottle.
Summer citrus?
No, not the summer citrus.
Oh, the passion fruit.
About the passion fruit, I would recommend this on ice, slushy.
Well, can I say something real quick?
It's hot up.
I would popsicle.
No.
Oh.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Yeah, and anything frozen are very, very cool. But drinking it straight up, I give it 6.5.
But for y'all saying y'all want to, with a water ice, you know, tomorrow's the first day of spring, so Rita's giving away free water ice. So.
Them motherfuckers been open a month ago.
No, I thought they canceled it.
No, them motherfuckers open a month ago.
Why can't they? They canceled
free water I'm pretty ice? Sure they did because they been fuck open.
No.
They always
no,
open first day of before.
Spring, no.
Huh?
He don't know nothing.
No,
he
but
know.
They, no, they don't. Not always open.
Yes, always yes, open yes, in February. Yes, they yes. always before,
every
they always
year,
open
every
before spring. They don't officially open on spring.
They open like, all right, well, 2 months ago they opened in.
They opened in January. They opened
in left February.
A long time ago.
Yeah. But first day of spring is considered free wood ice. But I think with something, I don't know if they canceled it or not. But
I don't
know.
Maybe I don't pay.
Guess what? We don't pay.
I haven't. You know what? You know where I go?
Shout out to Mo.
Wonder where I go? I been stop messing with readers. I go to King's Wood Ice, 33rd and motherfucking
Diamond.
Cecil B. No, my Cecil B. Moore.
All right, but they don't pay us, so fuck
and that. And 58th and Spruce, 57th Spruce over there.
That's what's the name?
Great Water Ice. And 63rd. And 63rd and Race.
Which one is Fred's?
57
Lancaster.
I don't
know about Fred's.
Dre.
I don't know about Fred's.
Dre, 57 Lancaster. That's King's.
No, King's is at 33rd Street, my
33rd
brother.
57th and Lancaster.
They got two of them.
I just rode past it.
What?
I know that one. You talking about 33rd Street.
Yeah,
I don't know about
that. I've been on that.
33rd and like 59th in Lancaster.
Now, I don't know nothing about
that.
Yeah,
I don't know about
that. I don't know about that.
I know about it on 63rd and Race.
Oh, you King. Talking about that's King's too? They ain't got. Yeah. Oh, that's the one that's always crowded. So it's, it probably is right across the street. But I never knew that. It's a popping wood ice stand. But,
so for me, I would give it a 5. I don't like how sweet it is. It to me is too sweet.
Overly. Listen,
yeah, it's
bro,
too sweet listen. For me.
And I think that's my problem because I didn't really drink it. I took that little sip and I didn't enjoy it.
Right.
And the shit got, it got some bite to it too.
It's so. Vodka.
Right.
So
I know.
So we actually are planning like
Ciroc white grape don't have much of a bite at all to me, but go ahead.
But so this is from Secrets. It's actually distilled in Maryland. At their I don't know if it's at their resort or however they got that set up, but we actually are planning a trip to go down there and see and do a tour how they distill their liquor. This is vodka.
I'm
I don't know what else
drinkers,
they have there,
baby.
But, again, like I said, we are live on Podbean. Go buy your bottle of Grand Leander. CW Spirits, use the code UMP5.
UMP5!
Yeah, yeah, listen. If you missed out, you missed out. We were trying to get out some shirts, get you a free bottle.
Sing your order.
But yeah, we about to get out of here. You got
any closing remarks?
Drinks up. Yeah, we about to
drinks up.
Hey,
yeah, fuck with a spick stemmy. Hey, yeah, get rolled over.
RCP shit
live. The movement is happening.
Who said?
I'm riding around, I'm gaming. I'm riding around, I'm gaming. I'm riding around, I'm gaming. It mine, I spin it. I'm riding around, no gimme. I'm riding around, no gimme. I'm riding around, no gimme. It mine, I spin it. 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 I'm riding around, no gimme. It's mine, I spin it. It's mine, I spin it. It's mine, I spin it. I'm riding around, no gimme. I am smoking on exotic. My girl ain't got no stomach. Every time we have sex, she always asks me for a hunter. Ask her, is she working? She asked me, do I want it? I say, when I went to school, bitch, money, what a subject. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
I'm drinking, baby.